Professional writing involves developing your own voice. A central part of that developmental process is learning to properly paraphrase information that you draw from other people. Graduate writing requires you to integrate, synthesize, repurpose, and apply what you are learning from your courses and from the professional literature. Understanding critical reading and critical writing supports you to differentiate between a poor paraphrase and a good paraphrase. Critical reading is about reading for meaning. It is about looking at the underlying message in what a person has to say. Once you understand the underlying message, the implications of the idea, and how it relates to other assertions in the professional literature, you will be less inclined to carry forward the exact words of the person whose work you are reading. Instead, you can begin to think critically about their ideas, put their message into your own words, and use it as a way to support the assertions you want to make in your paper. Your voice can also be lost when you inappropriately paraphrase. Switching a few words around or replacing words with synonyms does not result in a proper paraphrase. Instead, think about the meaning of what the person is saying and actually write it in your own words. Too many quotations also undermines your voice. If you submit a paper that is full of quotations, the instructor will likely assume that you have not engaged in critical reading or applied critical thinking to your writing process. Most likely, there will be no sense of flow between your main assertion or thesis for the paper and your supporting arguments, because you have simply strung together the ideas of different people. Often the paper ends up feeling disjointed, and in that process, you have lost your voice. Learning to paraphrase effectively and with integrity not only ensures intellectual honesty, but it also supports your development as an independent healthcare practitioner with something important to say about your field of theory or practice.